Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
In the Soar to Success podcast this month, you'll hear Isakhen Agbomo's inspiring story of coming to the United States 22 years ago, getting graduate degrees, including becoming a nurse practitioner, founding her company, In-Home Caregivers of Illinois, and now expanding even further through her relationship with the Care Work Learn platform. So excited for you to hear her insights about how she and others are taking the stress out of caring for our aging loved ones while we're maintaining our own businesses or executive positions. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. So glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your company, what you do, but more importantly, why you do it?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So my name is Isakhen Agbomo. Our company is Complete Health Services, and we're doing business as In-Home Caregivers of Illinois. We're located in Illinois. So this company was really born out of my concern I had and witnessed when I worked with geriatric population in a nursing home as a nurse practitioner. So I was very concerned about a lot of issues, which we'll go into details later. So I decided to create a geriatric wellness company and to meet this need, to address this need. So the focus of that geriatric wellness is to help this older adult to have good quality of life.
Yeah.
Dignity, right? And be able to age in place wherever they choose to age, right?
Yeah.
So our company does provide many services, but the most critical one that I'm super, super proud of is our geriatric scientific-based after rehab functional wellness program.
Okay.
So I'm excited to talk about that today.
Good. All right. Well, why don't you tell us how you got started?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I'm originally from Nigeria, right? I came here about 22 years ago, believe it or not, and came straight to Chicago with my husband and a 7-month-old daughter who's 22 now. So I had a degree in geology from Nigeria. But when I got here, I had the opportunity to start nursing and I loved it because I was hesitant about it. So I loved it and I loved every aspect of it. So I started working as a certified nursing assistant in a hospital, in a nursing home and then in a hospital. So cut long story short, fast forward, got a degree as a associate degree in nursing and a bachelor's. And then in 2014, because I really, really wanted to make more impact and have more autonomy in the outcome of my patients. So I went back and got a degree in nurse practitioner as a family nurse practitioner in 2017.
Yeah.
So now it gives me the ability, it's giving me the license. I tell everybody that nursing license is the best degree that you could ever have because it allows you to do anything you want to do. So this degree has given me a lot of autonomy to be able to help my patients, help my clients to get the very, very best possible outcome in their health.
And so you went from coming here to Chicago to getting these degrees to starting your own business. That's the American dream, isn't it?
That's the American dream, I know. Yes. Thank God for that. That's the American dream. But yes, it's been a challenge, but I think it's been a good story, good life.
Yeah, good. So tell us about the problems that your company solves.
Sure. So you know, when they say that the hospital door is a revolving door, right?
Yeah.
It's a true revolving door.
Yeah.
So what happens is someone gets admitted into the hospital and they go home. And there's a high likelihood of being readmitted back into the hospital. So according to the National Institute of Health, just think about this for a minute. There was a study that was done, I think it was in 2020, 41.4% of the older adult that we discharged within that period returned back to the hospital within 7 days.
Wow.
That is a high number. That is significantly high number. Now, I know that there are multiple reasons why people return to the hospital, but specifically for the geriatric population, there are some this fragmentation in the healthcare system. Yeah. So this is what typically happens. You know, let me paint this picture for you. So what happens is when someone is being discharged, either from a hospital or from rehab, they are sent home with Medicare therapy, right?
Yeah.
So Medicare therapy comes to the house to do therapy. Now, the misconception is that people think that Medicare therapy is going to be able to restore this person back to, you know, their prior level of function. Now, think about how many hours they do. It's about, total about 5-6 hours in a week that Medicare therapy is there.
Yeah.
So when they are there, they are more or less just teaching this older adult what needs to be done and how to do their exercise, right?
Right.
So when they do, how to do their exercise when they are not there. So it's more of an education meeting, not necessarily something, an activity to promote, yeah, get to their level of care, promote wellness.
Yeah.
So these people, and what people don't understand is that 70 to 80% of chronically ill older adults have memory impairment. Mm. They're not going to remember.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to do those activities, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to follow through. So they would not be motivated to do it.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why I created and designed this functional wellness program. It really focused on improving their overall health, managing the symptoms so they can age in place, so they can stay home, right? They can avoid going back to the emergency room regardless of any type of symptoms, any type of chronic symptoms that they're experiencing. So it is designed specifically for this population. So most of our clients are really, you know, busy adults, of career people, business owners, right?
Yeah.
People who are CEO, executives that have aging parents, or even long distance family that have aging parents that really want their parents to age in place, to thrive at home, so
yeah,
they can continue their busy life, continue their career, continue to take care of their children, and not have to worry about mom and dad. I personally have, I'm a long distance family. My father is in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
I have a nurse in place in case anything happens. Here, you go to my dad, go give him XYZ, attend to XYZ. I have that set up. So because I want to be able to, I know that something could happen. Something's going to happen, but we have resources in place already. So, but our program really is to help this family to continue living. I'm busy. I'm not going to fly to Nigeria tomorrow.
It's, yeah, no, right.
I have something already set up in place. So
yeah,
that's the a problem that our company, it's one of the problems that we're focusing,
yeah,
on.
And that is a huge issue for busy, high-level executives and CEOs and business owners, but also just regular employees of a company, because they have a lot of stress trying to take care of their aging parents. So what sort of transformation do you bring to the company level and for their employees?
I am so glad you mentioned that, because that's really where we're going to be, because of this crisis that is about to spring forward. And I'm going to answer that question with a little bit of data for you. So
okay,
now think about it. By 2030, all baby boomers are going to be 65 and older. All of them, right? And it's going to make up about 77 million,
wow,
of the population.
Wow.
And that is 20%. So technically, you're looking at 1 in 5, right?
Yeah.
20% of the population. So when you have this high number of older adults, you're going to have family caregivers who are responsible for them. So the number of family caregivers are going to increase also. So, you know, people come, employers don't understand the depth, the impact that a family caregiver go through and that impact, how that impacts their bottom line.
Yeah.
One of the things that happen is if you're so distraught, you're so distracted, you're busy trying to figure out services for your mom, where to place mom, did mom fall today, did mom eat, take her medication today, all of those things will affect your productivity at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if you have resources in place, it helps to plan and manage these issues. So we are collaborating with Stella Unsung and on a national level in this platform called Care Work Learn. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this program is to actually help and support the corporate America, bring the awareness that this is coming. Let's start working and planning for this. Give them the resources that they need so that their company can thrive. The average family caregiver can be productive and can have a peaceful and stress-free, gratifying caregiving experience. So we're trying to get this out there. And I'm so excited that it's coming to Illinois. So I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah, that is exciting. And so is this going to be part of a company's like EAP program? And is it going to be a ground up, like the family caregivers are going to be pushing for this benefit? Or is it going to come from the companies making this realization through your education that they'll have more productive employees? Which way is it going to go?
Well, we would love for it to go both ways, right?
Yeah.
But yes, it's going to be through the EAP program and that employee assistance program. And what we currently have right now is some companies have something in place. So what happens is they have a list of resources or places or agencies to call, and they just hand it over to them. Mm-hmm. A lot, if you're not in the healthcare industry, it's just a list. Okay. You have no clue what to do with them. You don't even know the questions you're going to ask them, right? It's very confusing. Our healthcare system is very fragmented and complex. So what we want to do is to educate the average employee, right? So this website's going to have the resources to help them plan ahead, help them find services that already exist and tap into the services. This program is also going to help the managers of this company know how to support an employee who is a family caregiver. So it will be a good thing. We are planning to do this through the HR department, right?
Yes.
We want to talk. I actually spoke with a recruiter yesterday about this, and she was super excited. She said, we do this for kids, right? Why don't we do it for adults? I said, that is it right there.
Yeah.
She said, this is a great idea. Please come talk to me when you're ready. I said, absolutely. So I'm following up with that because it is the truth. We have not started planning for the older adults.
Yeah.
So we want to go beyond just the list. We want to be able to actually make an impact. We want to be able to be there, having access to accredited services, accredited agency, and be able to know that this information you're getting, it's going to bring that impact and that change and that stress relieving support that employee needs.
Yeah. Wow. That is really a needed service right now. And it's going to just continue to get more and more and more, right? So
it is going to continue.
It's important for companies to kind of get on this now so that they're ready, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Great. So it sounds like you are really busy, all kinds of exciting things happening in your company. What do you like to do for fun? Do you have time for balance in your life?
I love because I had, I was talking to one of my coaches the other day, and he noticed I was stressed. He said, what do you do for fun? I said, I don't even remember. Do you have a hobby? I don't think I have a hobby. What is my hobby? So I had to go back and do some soul searching. Did not really come up with anything. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to learn a new skill. I'm just going to learn how to swim or something. So I went into a gym and I wanted to join the gym and do some kind of activity. Hopefully it will be my hobby. But deep down within me, I knew something was missing. So I was walking through this particular facility, taking a tour, and then I walked into a corner and I saw a ping pong table. The light bulb went up. Oh my God. I played ping pong so much as a kid. I played table tennis as a kid and it brought me so much joy.
Yeah.
So I said, that is it. It was like I found something that was missing some part of me, because he challenged me to go find it and do it 90 minutes every week.
Yeah.
And then I just signed up immediately. So I've been playing ping pong every week. It's the best feeling ever. And now I have tons of friends. And most of those friends are older adults, right?
Yeah. How fun
and
is
that? And could
you
believe it? I had a client from that relationship.
Really? See, there you go. That is so amazing. Yeah, I love
I'm
it.
Excited.
Have you ever tried pickleball?
So they have tried to convince me to do that. And I said, I want to stick with my table tennis.
I know. I guess that pickleball is a lot like ping pong.
Yes, it is.
A little bit more movement, but the same kind of arm thing. Yeah, so that's very cool. I'm excited that you found that.
It was like finding my basic piece, right?
Yeah, so one thing that I always ask everybody that's on with me is, what do you think are three traits that people need to have in order to soar to success? So when you're hiring someone or when you're talking to someone, what are three traits that you look for?
That's a great question. For me personally, and this is for my own personal success, right? First of all, I look at myself and my own personal development. So to achieve that is I have a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mentor. So in order to be successful, I strongly believe that everyone needs a coach. Everyone needs a mentor, right?
Yeah, because you wouldn't have found ping pong again without it, right?
Exactly. I wouldn't have found ping pong. Because, you know, you grow as your business grow as you grow. If you do not grow, your business will not grow. Your every aspect of your life will not grow.
Yeah.
So you have to invest that time, invest those resources. This is very important to me, because when I started this journey, I thought I didn't need anyone.
Uh-huh.
Surprisingly. And I said, I'm going to do this myself. I should be fine. Da, da, da. And I started. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a coach and invest the funds for it. And it was still very challenging. Could you have imagined if there was no coach, right? So I value the impact that being in coaching and having a mentor does, because the industry changes. There's so many dynamics to running the business in whatever sector you're in. There's so many dynamics. You need that external guidance and you need that person to cheer you on.
Yes.
My second key to success is surrounding yourself with bands of encouragers. Now, I've always done this, but I didn't know, put it in that concept. So I was reading a book last month. It's called Welcome to Greatness.
Okay.
And there was a chapter on there that talked about band of encouragers. I was like, yes, that's exactly what is required, because we all need encouragement. You know, to encourage someone is to inspire someone to have courage.
Yeah.
In the journey of success, you're going to encounter obstacles. You're going to encounter challenges. But being able to be encouraged, have the courage to overcome those is so critical. So it doesn't have to be a whole lot of people. Just identify four or five people in your circle, your network, that are going to be your cheerleaders, people who are competent advisors, that are going to be your cheerleaders. So surrounding yourself with those. So I had to write my four or five encouragers, and I stay connected to them.
Yeah.
And it's been a key to part of my personal success. And then the third thing is spirituality. I'm a person of faith. I believe so strongly being grounded in a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing is, I know that everything I have, everything, not is the physical thing, my strength, my intelligence, the way I look, the way I talk, everything comes from God, and I'm grateful for that. So having that mindset of gratitude, to know that God is my source, and being grounded in that has been so critical to to who I am and who I, what I look for in people. And that's what I look for too in the mentor. I just don't want you to, if you're my mentor or a coach, I need to know that you have some level of spirituality with the creator, with your God. So I encourage business owners to stay grounded if you are a person of faith. And sometimes we can get really, really busy, but it's so critical to know who God is, have a relationship with him, you know, walk by faith. There's a place for works. You know, there's a lot of actions and activities and planning. Those are all great things to do, but also, you know, where faith comes in, right? So I love to balance those two. And it's been keys critical to my own journey.
Yes. And I agree with you so much on that point. It, one of the things that you said is that it's important to find people that believe what you believe. Like even clients that believe what you believe are going to be more, they're going to be better clients, and employees who believe what you believe. That's a big thing that when people, I'm in the marketing business. And so when we say to people, oh, who's your target market? And then they start rattling off all these things, you know, oh, they're people over 60 and they're this and that. But what do you believe that they also need to believe in order for them to be your perfect client? So what we're just saying, just, yeah, kind of solidifies that concept.
Yes. Yes.
So is there any last bit of information that you'd like to share with us?
Actually, I would love to end with this quote by Rosalind Carter, Jimmy Carter's wife. He said, there are four kinds of people in the world. Those that have been caregivers, those that are caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, exactly.
But it is so true. It is so true. At some point, we either be a caregiver or be the recipient of caregiving. So caregiving is critical to every single person, every employer, employee. We will be part of it at some point in our lives.
Yes, that is absolutely true. So it's so great that there are people like you around to help everybody.
Thank you, Ben.
How can people reach you?
Absolutely. There's so much to talk about, and I really would love for people to connect. And if you know, people have questions about their loved one or an employer, actually really want to explore this care work led model that is being launched, please, please, please connect with me either on Facebook or on LinkedIn, or visit our website. It's called www.in-homecaregivers.com. Okay. And we will be happy to continue the conversation from there. I'm very, very accessible, and I really look forward to connecting with people. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being on with me. It was really interesting to talk to you.
And thank you so much, Pat. Yeah. Say it again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.